Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with John Warlow, author of Built to Sell and The Automatic Customer. He is the founder of the Value Biller System, which we helped him launch here on the show a couple of years ago. And he was the founder of Warlow & Company, which is when I knew him first. John, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the three psychographics that you've identified that are important for people to understand. And the first is the mountain climbers. They're the ones who are wanting to grow. They're willing to give up, bring in partners to accomplish their goals. The second one is the freedom fighter, which are more independents. I'm more like the freedom fighter myself. And then the crash people are more the lifestyle business owners, probably more the sole proprietors, the contractors, those kinds of things. John, let's talk a little bit about how you differentiate those three. One, earlier on, you differentiated them by the way they capitalize their business, right?
Yeah, that's right. So again, mountain climbers, because they're motivated by growth, they're willing to take on equity partners in return for growth. I should say they go kicking and screaming, but they agree to do that. Whereas freedom fighters, they're so focused on independence that they choose to slow down their growth and keep 100% of their equity. And that's a key distinction.
Do you think one of the things that I've had debates with some eggheads about over the years, some college eggheads, is some people believe that the only entrepreneurs in America or in the world are mountain climbers. Everybody else is not really an entrepreneur. And I completely disagree with that out of hand. I mean, that's a ridiculous statement as far as I'm concerned, because I believe there are freedom fighters who didn't know they were going to become mountain climbers who became mountain climbers in a year or 5 or 10. What do you think?
I agree 100%. So with regards to, mountain climbers, as an example, most of them give up most of their equity along the way, right? So a founder of a very fast growth company is usually diluted down to well under 10% by the time there's any sort of liquidity event. So so I think
– But if they do it right, they still get filthy rich.
Well, but many don't, Jim. Many, sure, there's lots that – there's lots that hit the headlines to do – but there's many more examples where they don't. So the way venture capitalists structure their deals is they can basically wash out and dilute business owners down to, in many cases, nothing.
By doing extra capital calls and just if the founder can't step up and match their part of the capital, they get diluted.
That's one of the tactics they do. They've got preferred shares. They've got basically all kinds of different mechanisms in order to. In many cases, dilute the owner. They don't necessarily do it all the time, but you've got to remember that when a venture capitalist invests in your business, they're looking for a liquidity event, they're looking for an exit. And in many cases, they take control, right? But they really are, very influential. Whereas freedom fighters, you've got 100% of the pie, albeit a smaller pie, but you have the benefit of total control. So, I agree with you, Jim. I'm more of a freedom fighter personally. I want total control, and I'm willing to give up a little bit of time.
So when you sold out, though, had you diluted when you sold your company, John Warlow and Company, had you brought in investors at that point before you sold out?
No, I own 100% of
it. Did you? Okay, good. Good for you.
So that, and again, that's just a trade-off. It's about understanding who you are personally. So if you have this independent streak and you just don't like being told what to do, the last thing you want to do is bring on outside investment.
And I don't even think it's not wanting to be told what to do, because my customers sure tell me what to do. I'll tell you that. And yours did too. I remember, John. But I think it's really more a factor of just not wanting someone to tell you when you have to get out, wanting to be able to have Well, you know, I love I used to be called a control freak, but then I saw that commercial where the guy says, I'm a control enthusiast. I think you and I are probably control enthusiasts. What do you think, John?
Yeah, again, that's a very freedom fighter attribute. We're all like, freedom fighters generally are control enthusiasts. They want and need control, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mountain climbers, again, are not like that. They generally are willing to give up a lot of control, a lot of the attention to the details to other
mm-hmm.
people.
And I'll tell you something else. I'm gonna throw an idea out there. You tell me if you agree with me or not. If you're a freedom fighter and you build your company and you build it strong, and then you decide you want to be a mountain climber. You've got more leverage at that point to hold on to more of your company, don't you? Because you've already proven the company, whereas a mountain climber may be bringing on investors before they've proven their product.
Absolutely. And, you know, what's interesting is we actually see this kind of line up with people's lifestyle. So when the kids are at home for a lot of entrepreneurs and they just don't have the time to be full on, oftentimes they'll show a very freedom fighter mentality, right? They want to be home for supper. They want to take the kids to the T-ball game, whatever.
Right.
Oftentimes, when they're very new entrepreneurs, they don't have families, they don't have a mortgage, they'll show mountain climber tendencies.
Right.
Equally, when the kids have left the roost and they got off to college, they oftentimes become mountain climbers again because
yeah.
they realize they don't have the home obligation.
And that's the beauty. I'm so glad we had this part of the conversation to let people know that whatever you think you are right now, however you self-describe, as they say, right now, self-identify yourself, I should say, right now, you can change that. And but I've been independent all my life. I'm going to continue to be independent. I'm having too much fun as a freedom fighter, John. John, I need you
well,
one more time.
Control is
yeah, exactly. John Warlow, and I'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. We're going to talk about Amazon. We'll come back. How about that story?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.